The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Israel Gutierrez, Fred Gaisola, L. Duncan, great to have you here. We have more on Mahomes because there's more for Mahomes. But first, we have to start with who had it first. Sorry, Adam Schefter. Let's go to the reporter of the year, Katie Kavlan of Plaza Liquors. She knew her years of experience in the field told her six bottles of Dom were for something big. Points to Katie Kavlan, Plaza Liquors in Kansas City, your source for White Claw and all football breaking news. There's no law when you're drinking Claw. The first $503 million deal in sports. And is it team friendly? It was like a race for every analyst to say, whoa, Chiefs got a bargain. Whoa, Mahomes, what are you doing? First, let's say this. Every single football deal is never the number that they say at the end of it. Second, even if it were $503 million, that's 3.5 times more than the value of any football contract ever in one deal. The previous high was $150 million for Matt Ryan. So, Frank, I go to you for friendly. How friendly is this deal?
come on, Tony. Of course it's friendly. We're talking about Patrick Mahomes. He plays the most important position in football. He is the best player in the sport. He's coming off a Super Bowl. He's only 24 years old. It is money well spent. As long as he stays healthy, that's always a big question mark for any football player. It's going to be worth it. This guy, this is different level quarterback. This is a generational talent. Great move by the Kansas City Chiefs.
So no part of you goes back to the other 10 and 12-year deals for quarterbacks in NFL history. Drew Bledsoe with the Patriots. Dante Culpepper's on there.
Brett Favre won.
My point is none of those deals actually worked out for the team. None of you goes to that. Okay, fine. Israel Gutierrez, we'll bring you in.
Well, I agree with Frank just in that it feels like Patrick Mahomes is kind of the perfect modern-day quarterback. If he stays healthy, you have a chance to win a Super Bowl every single year. And in that respect, I'll call it team-friendly without the finances, even though it's not tied into, you know, percentages of the salary cap. So in that respect alone, it should be team-friendly. But in terms of just the team, it's fans. You're already in place every single year. You're ready. As long as you know he's healthy, you're going to be a Super Bowl contender. As far as the fans, yep. You know, this is exactly what you want out of a quarterback, a guy who's willing to commit to you, a guy who's not money first, and a guy who gives you a chance every single year. In that case, this is absolute. Patrick Mahomes might be the perfect quarterback of all time based on this.
Okay. Not money first. Great. $500 million. And he was like, nah, right. I don't know if I should have thought it. Maybe give me less. Maybe. He didn't say that. Here's my point. I'm in agreement. He's the best quarterback in the NFL. If anyone's worth this money, it's him. I'd give him the moon. He's 24 years old. But L. Duncan, I'll bring you in here. The greatest contracts in sports history that we've been through in the past. Mike Trout, A-Rod with the Rangers, A-Rod with the Yankees. Did it really work out for the teams? Does any part of you wonder that? Or is this just all good, all gravy for Kansas?
It's already good because Tony, the pigeon here is going to be to go, well, he better be worth what is $500 million, which really is not $500 million, because if you get into the minutiae of the number, he's not making that much more guaranteed money than Jared Goff or Carson Wentz. And I would say this to you, if you look at the Chiefs, they went 50 years, right, without a Super Bowl championship, without a championship, 50 years. In the last 20 years alone, they have handed out almost $200 million to quarterbacks. So his contract has already paid for itself when you consider that they're only off the hook $141 million should everything else go wrong.
Wow, you see, you brought the math. I can you be my agent going forward, please? No, I like that.
Well,
if I were to ask it to you this way, L, How many championships do the Chiefs need to win going forward to make this work? What's your answer? It's zero? They've already paid for it?
Zero, because listen, I am a firm believer in the fact that you earn these type of extensions and you earn this money based on services already rendered, not on future expectations. But as I already said, he's already 1-1, so it's paid for it himself. I believe, however, that they'll win at least another two with Patrick Mahomes under center for them over the next 10 to 12
years. I say again, I need you to be my agent. Because again, all right, this is great agent talk here. Same question for you, Israel Gutierrez. The Chiefs need to win one to prove?
I'll give you some math here, Tony. It's made up math, but it's math. It feels like if he goes 3 years without a championship, you're going to be like, all right, the clock's ticking, right? So if you go every 3 years over the course of 12 years, which is 2 years, and then the 10 years where his contract jumps in, then what are we talking there? That's four rings? That's four rings. So I think if he wins 3 to 4 rings within this 12-year period, I think it has paid for itself.
And Fred Gaisola?
Let's remember, Tony, D. Ford offside against the Patriots. That doesn't happen. Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl. Yeah. Very good chance to win. He's 4-1 in the playoffs. In the 8 career games that he's lost, his team has scored at least 31 points. That's in 5 of those 8 losses. So to beat him, you have to put up big-time numbers. Yeah. This guy's at a different level. To L's point, he's already won. And then Izzy just told you they're always going to be a contender. That's why you pay him that kind of money.
And real quick, is there any chance he sees this whole deal or halfway through it, they tear it up like every NFL deal and he renegotiates? He could still be in his 20s and he can do this again. That, to bring back A-Rod, that's what happened in baseball. A-Rod got a second deal on top of that. Let me just add, I mean, there's only one Mahomes, all right, because Mahomes is Mahomes. But does any part of you think this could affect future quarterback contracts? I'm thinking about Dak Prescott here because all we do is think about Dak Prescott, L. Duncan, right? But what does this do for Dak specifically and then order quarterbacks after that?
Yeah, I mean, I think for Dak specifically, it actually feels like everyone's saying, oh, this is going to work out great for Dak. I think it works out great for both sides because Jerry Jones will be able to say, okay, you want to hit that $40 million a year mark, which was the sort of you originally wanted even before the Pat Mahomes deal, fine. But he also signed a very lengthy extension. So this idea that you're just going to get a short contract for all of this money, now he's got a little more of a bartering chip there so that he can say, okay, if we're going to sign you to this amount of money, you're going to have to sign him for a little longer than you wanted. But I'm more interested, Tony, in how this affects Lamar Jackson, because Lamar Jackson has 3 years left on his deal. I think he's going to make just under $2 million this year. And the only thing that Patrick Mahomes has on him is that Super Bowl championship. So I think he's the person that's most going to be impacted. They won't sign him to a 10-year deal, but they will certainly be able to get that annual rate all the way up there.
Israel Gutierrez?
I don't think it works out well for Dak, not only because of what Al just said in terms of he is not on the same caliber, or the fact that it was a lengthy deal and, you know, Dak wants a shorter 4-year deal versus 5 that the Cowboys want to give him. But if you look at the fact that it was team-friendly for Patrick Mahomes, he signed this extension with 2 years left on his deal, that Jerry Jones can say to Dak, I mean, you're not doing the same thing. You're going for your money, and you are not the player that we can say, hey, with you, we are definitely a Super Bowl contender. So I'm not really sure if that works in the negotiations.
Fred Gaisola.
You know, there are 3 quarterbacks that I think could win a Super Bowl that are waiting to get paid. Dak Prescott, Lamar Jackson, even Deshaun Watson. Combined, they're 2-6 in the playoffs. Again, Patrick Mahomes is 4-1. He's just at a different level. Dak Prescott is going to get paid. You could win with him, but it's just different. Patrick Mahomes is already in the Tom Brady class of you could be a contender every year. You could win every year with him as your quarterback.
Well, we'll see what happens. And by what happens, I mean what Katie Camlin, reporter of the year, reports and scoops for us, because that's what I'm waiting on going
forward. Good scoop. All
right, taking a break right here. MLS is back tournament. The biggest problem may not just be that name now. They have other problems. And we'll take a tour of a laundry room at the WNBA's IMG. Bubble. The Wubble.
The Wubble. I love the Wubble.
Around the Horn is presented by Modelo. Brewed for those with a fighting spirit. Part of Happy Hour.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A second team completely pulling out of a sports restart because a positive test of mass infection. Again, it's soccer. FC Dallas removed from the MLS's back tournament. Maybe Nashville SC headed for a similar fate. 5 positive tests for them this week, and tomorrow's game versus Chicago already postponed. Is it okay for MLS to continue here, Frank? If a team has to pull out because of mass infection and another is postponing games?
And there's been talk that some of the other teams want Nashville thrown out. But I think the fact that they're down there in Orlando has to concern you, because Orlando Pride of the NWSL, they weren't able to play in their tournament in Utah because of positive tests. Now, here you are in Orlando. And by the way, the NBA is going to be there this week.
Al Duncan?
Yeah, it feels like this is sort of a stark reminder that there's what the sports leagues and what the sports fans want, and then COVID coming into the conversation and hitting everybody with a dose of reality. And to Frank's point, this sort of feels like the Rudy Gobert moment, or at least the start of it, for the restart with the NBA coming. I think they're going to start figuring out it's just untenable.
Well, let's bring in the NBA then, too, because news of the day there, Bradley Beal is not going to play. That was more of shoulder, but also everything considered, I think. And then Spencer Dinwiddie out for the Nets. I mean, could the NBA be losing teams too? We'd always thought, well, the number of tests positive for players might move the season either way. These are teams, Israel.
Right. It's like the Jenga tower is really wobbly right now. And if you're talking about entire teams leaving, then you're asking yourself again, why are we doing this? If it's not safe for an entire team and they bail, then should we have the entire league doing this? And you just kind of have to ask yourself this. Now, I do think that this is sort of the moment where you have to power through, if you will. If you're the NBA, a few positive tests can't scare you. But in the MLS's example, there's one, possibly two teams that are going home for good. So again, is it worth it? Does it make sense? I think this is a sort of power through time, but if entire teams are bailing, then they may not be able to.
Do any of you think, L, do you think MLS and NWSL were so wanting to be the first teams back, the first sports back, I should say, that they were willing to put up with a little bit of this?
Can't you understand that a little bit, right? You look at NASCAR, whose ratings have been tanking for years and years and years, and they're setting record highs. People are salivating for sports right now, and it stands to reason that soccer fully wanted to take advantage before any of the four major sports sort of kicked back in. So I could understand the penchant to want to rush back into this thing, but it didn't seem like nothing is a foolproof plan at this point, but it didn't seem like there was a ton put into the planning process of what would happen now.
And real quick, Frank Isola, 3 words or fewer. And that's going to be able to field a team? Or are the Wizards going to pull out as well? Your gut on that?
They shouldn't have sent 22 teams. It should be 16. By the way, they're playing soccer today in England and Italy, yet we can't pull it off here. It makes no sense.
We'll move on. WNBA. The bubble is called the Wubble, as we told you before. And we're getting images of a laundry room shot by an anonymous player and posted by our colleague, ESPN producer Caitlin Johnson. Looks like the league is, going to be dealing with that with their IMG Academy. There was a shower in there, too, that wasn't drained. The IMG Academy on their website has showed what their places look like, slightly different. Reporter Lindsay Gibbs of Power Plays posted that she's heard some players are satisfied with their surroundings. Lexi Brown of the Link tweeted that she was in a nice place where she was. Is all this manageable, all things considered, L? Or does the WNBA have to address this?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the WNBA hasn't earned the benefit of the doubt, because when you're talking about what was considered a huge win for their collective bargaining agreement because they didn't have to have roommates and were able to argue for like 3 extra inches of leg room on a plane when these women are incredibly tall, then that's probably why you're seeing this situation, because at the end of the day, they're still facing all of the same health concerns that anybody else is, but they're doing it to much less fanfare.
Frank, those images make you wary of their restart in the WNBA?
I know that place down in Bradenton hosts a lot of events every year. That does look like a mess. What they should have done, they should have gone to Las Vegas, because there's better facilities there. Vegas wanted professional sports to be there. That's where the WNBA should have gone.
And Israel Gutierrez, what did you see with those images?
I mean, those images are all gross and nobody deserves to live in those conditions. But I think what we need to judge is the response from the WNBA, right? We can look at their track record and say maybe they need to treat their athletes better. And you can look at a situation in Atlanta right now with one of their co-owners and discuss that situation. But how they address it is what really matters here. I don't think the WNBA should just all of a sudden be trashed and think that they don't treat their players well.
League and IMG Academy are resolving these issues today, said. That'll be the last word from Israel Gutierrez. Showdown coming up. Frank Isola, L. Duncan in 2 minutes.
Around the Horn is presented by Modelo, brewed for those with a fighting spirit. Part of Happy Hour.
I know the Patrick Mahomes deal was a big deal, but was it the biggest deal in sports yesterday? Because Magic Johnson admitted he doesn't do all those tweets. Somebody tweets for him. Rob Lowe's podcast broke this. So that's who we have breaking stories. Lots of listeners from Rob Lowe this week. Does this make it more magical or less, Frank Isola?
I now know of two people that have a ghostwriter for their tweets. Magic Johnson and Tony Reale. I have no problem with Magic. He's a sweet guy. Everything that he tweets out, yeah, it could be a little boring, but it's Magic. Magic, hire me. I'll do it. I'll be a little bit more creative.
All right. L. Duncan.
I mean, I think this is amazing because, like, the dude that tweets for Wendy's has to be, like, a comedian, understand algorithms, also understand branding. This dude just has to be generic enough to say, like, congratulations, insert athlete, on your insert accomplishment everyone already knows, exclamation point. It's easy.
He's going to congratulate
me on the
win.
Who's ghost-tweeting for me? Yeah, he's not going to be doing that. My ghost tweeter will. Enzo is my ghost tweeter. He's 2 years old. Take the win, L. Duncan, your second career victory.
Thank you. Deshaun Jackson posted a quote that was wrongly attributed to Adolf Hitler, and the Eagles essentially described it as a teachable moment, and I think that couldn't be more tone deaf, because there would be deserved outrage if a white player posted a quote on Instagram attributed to David Dukes. There is no hierarchy when it comes to bigotry. Racism, sexism, anti-Semitism, they are all despicable behaviors, they are all disgusting, and as such should all be treated in the same vein.
Thank you for sharing that, L. Duncan. Holding individuals accountable while also exploring all these corners of the internet where this hatred and intolerance and bigoted opinions are. I mean, the quote wasn't even right. It was made up, and everything about this story is not good. We're on a break. We'll be back tomorrow. Duncan, a big win. Thanks, Frank. Thanks, Iz. See you tomorrow.